Stop it!
Do it now.
I hear you.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Cookies?
Who told you you can eat my cookies? Put that cookie down! Now! It's time now to turn this bush into muscle. It's terrible time.
It's for you.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome. Hi.
Hello.
This has Been There, Done, Matt.
We are in transit. We are heading down to Detroit tonight. 98 Degrees is having a reunion tour, and we got front row tickets. Probably because of our celebrity. We also got backstage passes.
Nick fucking Lachey, baby.
That's right. Cannot wait to meet Joey.
The recorder's totally gonna fall. So yeah, if you hear road noise or slurping noise,
that's because you're on the road with us, bitch.
Just drinking and driving.
That's how we do, because we're celebrities. I'm coming for you, Lindsay Lohan. All right, so plenty of things to talk about, but not much time to talk about it since meat mugging me, motherfucker. I will.
I haven't even slapped. In D-Town yet. We're already getting glared for being white.
Shit. God, it's hard being white and gifted these days. All right. So, I was thinking about it. There's been a lot of changes in the lineups for celebrity judges in talent shows as of recent. You have several shows that have come up and spawned off of the success of American Idol. And the fact that it's just been up way too long. Now, with each one of these shows, X Factor, America's Got Talent, Voice, these kind of things, they always have celebrities for judges. Now, in the Ben Metroverse, I believe that there should be a brand new cropping of American Idol, the original, because... don't hit that car.
Sorry.
Do we have to do a handy segment? All right! I have to earn my ride. And so we have the American Idol that's just not the top of it anymore. I mean, millions of fans, but they branched off to watch the other things. And maybe American Idol's dying. So I'm thinking a whole new fresh recrop. New judges.
Okay.
Five judges that can judge people to see if they've got it that makes them it.
Are you going to call it it?
Yes.
And then Tim Curry's going to have to be one of the judges.
That would be awesome.
In full clown regalia.
Well, you get five judges and I get five judges.
Oh, okay.
The people will decide who the best judges would be. Would you like your first submission to be Pennywise the Clown?
Well, if we're going to call it the it, then yeah.
Damn, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Plus, that dude would be a fucking trip, man.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
Is he dead? I don't even know.
Tim? Nope, yeah. Curry is not dead. He's still quite alive, and I still sing his songs to my daughter to put her to bed.
Very nice.
Yep. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, so Pennywise the Clown is the first judge.
That's Michigan Roads you're hearing. Sorry.
Trying to think. That was a very good rendition of Whitney Houston. That's awesome.
For you, for me, for you, for me, for me, for you, dog.
I like what you did there, dog. My first pick would be Mr. Belvedere.
Nice.
Yep.
Park Dune.
I feel he would bring a level of class and sophistication to the show. You have those judges that will, you know, go off the handle and be like a giant prick. Not the Belvedere. He would be
a prick, but you wouldn't even know it.
You wouldn't know it because he'd do it so classily. It'd be great. He'd hear you out and then offer you a buggery. Yes, that's the thing, is if you get kicked off on his vote, you've been buggered. That's what he would say is you're gone.
No, it's just not a curse word in America.
No problem for you. Yeah.
Well, if we're going toe-to-toe, if we're going to go head-to-head, my judges versus your judges, then I'm going to have to go Michael Caine. Cocaine. He can help British Belvedere any day of the week.
All right. Michael Caine.
When I was performing in Victory.
He came before us.
The Sylvester Stallone soccer movie.
You're supposed to bring your A-game. You bought Bobby Goblins.
That's the worst name that brought him up. I don't even want him. I just wanted to hear Bobby Goblins.
I totally understand. Now,
I'll stick.
You will, yeah. I'm going to go with my second judge is going to be Ben Grimm, the Thing from Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, the commish playing Ben Grimm, or like the actual, okay.
No, I wanted the live-action version. I need Michael Chiklis there. I need him. Full regalia. I don't care how many hours it takes to put on that costume that he has to do every fucking day. He'll do it. We'll pay him enough to do it. Or just, you know, the real thing. Whatever. I don't care.
So, two-dimensional drawing.
Yep. Be fine. Talk. Hey, they can make a hologram of him like they did with Tupac.
Ooh, Tupac, yeah.
Yeah.
I said that super. Tupiak.
We both did.
Tupiak. Shakir. You know, they don't really do the live, like, the cartoons with live action, like Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
Like, that, he would make a good guest, like, two-dimensional cartoon judge, I think.
I think
not Roger Rabbit.
I would think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Even, like, the 70s, like, animated version of 70s, 80s. Remember that's
The Thing Ring, Do Your Thing?
Yeah. It'd be great.
Made up a backstory for him.
Yes. Ben Grimm is my second judge.
So we both have one guy in a weird rubber costume.
Yes.
And one British guy.
Yes.
I think we need, let's see, what's an element that we're missing? The streetwise tough guy. I'm going to go with Jesse Pinkman.
From Breaking Bad.
Yeah, not the actor plays him, actually. I want him being in character as Jesse Pinkman.
Yo, you dumb bitch!
He's just going to call everybody bitch and say YOLO.
That's good stuff. Wow. That would bring a very authentic street feel.
Right.
It'd be cutting edge, I think. I like that. I'm also going to bring in a specialist on art, a specialist of the arts, and a specialist who just, if it's not real work but it's art, she's in on it. I want to bring in Dana Barrett from Ghostbusters.
How pissed off would these actors be if we called them up and we're like, hey, we'd like you to be on our new American Idol. Oh, really? Wow. But I want you as your character from 20 years ago.
I don't know. I think Jesse would do it, depending that we could get the rights from the producers of Breaking Bad. Sigourney Weaver? Yeah. She'd do it because I fucking say so.
We could get Jay Baron to give her a call. He's in with the Ghostbusters crowd.
That might be a little too far out there for our audiences.
Yeah. We'll explain later.
Great fucking job.
We're pressed for time, and that story is just, if it flops, we're gonna.
Oh, it'll flop. Just tell. Just give me your next fucking judge.
That new
take it right up here.
Thanks, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I need a guy who acts smart. Whether he is or he isn't.
Okay, Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
That would be good. I'm actually thinking, what's that guy's name? His name sounds like Jay Baron, so that's why it's funny. The guy who plays, he was in How to Train a Dragon, and he was the nerdy glasses guy in Tropic Thunder.
Jaden Baruchel?
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that he'd have to be like, in a nerd outfit, and really use a lot of big words to give himself.
Shouldn't be too hard of a stretch for the guy.
I wouldn't think so.
All right, well, I'll get our producers on it and see if we can get a hold of him. He seems to want to do anything for a dollar.
He'd show up. I feel like if we got him as him, like, he would show up all hipstery, like he'd be like in a in a suede sports coat.
I see Rocky a pipe.
Yeah.
Smoking a pipe.
Right, and I don't want that. I would rather, I want him in like 1960s NASA, like short sleeves with a black tie.
That'd be awesome.
Well, you see, that nut was a little bit sharp. It was 40 cents sharp, actually. I have my...
Wow. You know, okay, that's a good segue into my next judge. I would like Michael Douglas from Falling Down in the flat top and the NASA outfit with the short sleeves and the long black tie.
Like it.
Yeah.
And barring him, passing the arena.
God damn it.
Drew Carey.
I will not miss this fucking show.
Drew Carey would be a nice sub in. We could just have him pretend. Because he's got the look. So.
Drew Carey, man. He looks weird. He looks different. He looks like he started to take pills to turn into...
Bob Barker?
Not Bob Barker. What's that comedian who has the glasses and like the...
Drew Carey?
shut up and listen to my description. He talks like this, and he's a comedian, you know. And Greg Proops.
Oh, Greg Proops.
Yes,
Proops.
He took Greg Proops' medication, and he started to turn into him. He started to get his hair to be Greg Proopsy, all fucking Proop covered hair, and his glasses became more Proopsy, and. And then, yeah, he lost all his weight. I just started to become Greg Proops.
Could anyone look more upset to be doing Price is Right? Like, he doesn't even hide his disdain. He's like, well...
Oh, yeah, that's why he's so fucking terrible at it.
No, man. Like, Bob Barker knew it was lame, and he pretended it was cool. That was what made it great.
Yeah. He's probably stealing a shit ton of money, too, or something. I don't know. You know he was definitely banging some of those models. Fuck yeah, it's Bob Barker. All right, so we're getting a little off topic here. We're pulling up to the stadium.
We've both got one more pick, I think, left, right?
Yes. It is. Do we? I think we both.
We got British guy, street cred guy, nerd guy, costume guy.
Okay, so I'll lead. We need somebody in the music industry, somebody who knows how to be. A musician. I mean,
no.
Hear me out. They have to have some sort of knowledge of the music biz, whether who to blow or you know, who to pay off. And I think this is a little controversial. Maybe a little too soon. Whitney Houston, but I want her as Max Headroom on a TV screen, and I just want clips. I want her to have like six or seven phrases. I want to have her laughing, or I want to have her angry. You can take it from movies, you can take it from live performances, or whatever. It's just
like
a fucking
vision.
TV screen. Somewhere is somebody that's piloting this thing who is going, Whitney happy, Whitney saying, oh, child, please, or you know, whatever. And like, if that if Whitney likes whoever is on who just performed, she just do. Just fucking belt it, okay? So yeah, Max Headroom, Whitney Houston, just a TV screen on top of a seat.
I like it.
Yep.
I like it. I'm gonna go reanimated corpse of Etta James. That's probably too soon, also, but she's definitely got the credentials.
Who?
Etta James. At last, lady. She just died, like recently. You're looking at me like I'm retarded. Maybe it was Ella Fitzgerald who just died. I mix those two up a lot because I'm not very smart. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that it's Etta James. And I think that you just...
Oh, that's the person who wrote Rosetta Stone?
You're thinking Mavis Bacon.
It's a program you can help you learn languages?
I don't think so. That last, my love is... That's a freebie, everybody. Come along. That one. Fucking
I'm gonna
silence.
Ask this lady over here. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, do you know who Rosetta Stone is?"
I think that she's got the credibility, the music industry, and I think it would be great because they would always cut to her. But she's an animator.
No. Max Headroom Whitney is my idea. You will have to. I demand you come up with a different judge because that is too.
borrowing off of mine.
I've been borrowing yours all along. let's see.
All right, let's call a tie.
Okay.
I'll help you fill this one in. I think you'll agree with me.
All right.
Edward James Olmos.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Edward James Olmos famous.
All right, we're gonna pause for now and go into the concert, and then we will we'll be back and we'll be all full of pumped up energy from 98 degrees.
Fucking just so, rocking.
We'll see you guys in a minute. Peace out.
But drawing a line in the sand.
It was not a great concert.
Fuck.
Really let us down, Nick.
Fuck!
He popped, but he didn't lock, you know?
No locking.
And it's just that's not what we do.
That's bullshit. Alright. Let's move on to the next topic.
Well, now that our, have you got them written down?
No.
I was going to say good luck. We discussed Rio Perlman's island.
Yes, Blood Feast at Rio del Perlman. Gila del Perlman. Yes, Rhea Perlman owns an island, and every year she brings in people to fight in her competition to the death. And this year is going to be something special. This year we've got a cacophony of celebrities that are going to, for once and for final, kill each other. And we couldn't be happier. We're actually, we've got a booth at the show. It's going to be in November, but we'll be broadcasting from this island, and it's going to be great, but,
and giant turkey legs for sale.
Fuck yeah.
While we're broadcasting.
So we have to talk about some of the fights that are going to be coming up, these celebrities. I'm happy to see that Matt Damon is going to be fighting Ben Affleck.
Finally!
Yep. Getting the left there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Apologize to the guy behind you.
Sorry, oh, Jeep. It's a Jeep thing.
Anyway, we're still alive. Continue.
It's close to Detroit. Someone's got a gun, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited to see that one go down. I think, personally, Affleck has got the upper hand here.
I don't know, man. I would, you know, 10 years ago, I would have said absolutely. No challenge, but Damon's been Jason Bourne for quite some time, man.
That's
I think
true.
He might have soaked up some experience.
In technical skill, yeah, he's going to defeat Affleck. However, Ben Affleck has the raw ferociousness in his jaw, in the giant jaw of his.
Yeah, that plays into my point that I was going to make, that Damon, I mean, they're both pretty boys.
Yes.
But Affleck will have less fear because he used to have fucked up teeth, and if his teeth get fucked up again, he's not going to care as much, nearly as much as Damon.
Back to the dentist, yeah. But Matt Damon's forehead does act as a natural shield, like that dinosaur, that turtle dinosaur.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm talking about? So it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a lot of bloody knuckles on that forehead. But I think Ben Affleck's going to win. He's got the height, and he's got the jaw, so.
Fair enough.
What are some of the fights coming up that you're excited to see, Bo?
Well, this one's been brewing since both these actors came onto the scene. They've been kind of fighting for the same spots. And it may break into a three-way battle. But Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman, they duke it out because people are constantly confusing them.
Okay.
Names are mixed up.
That makes sense. I was wondering about that fight.
And then Jeff Daniels might make an appearance. Just because he gets confused with Bill Pullman sometimes.
I just figured it was he wasn't doing anything.
He wasn't doing.
He's like,
he'll bring it. He's Escanaba into Moonlight.
Oh yeah. He knows how to drink.
Yeah. Drunken boxing.
I'm looking forward to Prince. Prince is coming in to fight. He's going to be fighting. And I think he's a wiry little dude, and I think he's going to really hold his own. And
who's he fighting?
He is going to be fighting Spike Lee.
Spike Lee?
Yeah.
Why would they want to fight?
I have no idea. Maybe it's just because they kind of have the same size. That would just be
a good matchup.
The ultra pilot featherweight. I don't know.
I think Prince has got that one locked up. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Prince is going to bring a entire bag of tricks, like literally a bag of whores that will fight for him. But you know, don't count Spike down and out. I think he'll make a movie, or he'll if he gets enough power up, he will summon Denzel Washington. That's one of his abilities. Summon Denzel. Looking down the list here, some more. We have okay. Roger Moore is going to be fighting. That's interesting.
Timothy Dalton?
No, he's going to be fighting the new James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Oh, dude, Craig's got it. They're both ancient, but...
Ancient? Go ahead. driving with a cell phone. Good for you. Good for you! yeah, I'm not sure about that one. I think that one's a pride thing. I think Moore is... probably, he's biting off a lot here.
Yeah.
I want to say he's a rich man, but I think he's a dead man. He might actually be expired before the fight, but who knows? That would bring a pretty weird edge, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And
would they be able to use any of their Bond gadgets?
You know, it's really, it's anything goes, but the ultimate say is Rhea Perlman's. She kind of gives thumbs up or thumbs down. And sometimes she'll even throw in weird fights, you know. She'll amend her own rules in there. You can only use your left hand or, you know. No bitch slapping, you limp dick faggots. You know, I can see she's done that before.
Matt Damon, hop on one foot.
Hop on one foot to please me. I would totally do that to please her if that's what it took. I understand you have money on one of these other fights. Explain that one, the one that you're betting on.
Well, this was it's not really celebrities. I mean, it depending on the crowd that you fall in with, but this was kind of a I don't know, like a introductory bout just to kind of kick things off, and it's going to be the old animatronic bear from Chuck E. Cheese's versus actual Chuck E. Cheese. Animatronic Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're finally going to have it out. It's been...
That's a long time coming right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the bear has been out of retirement for a while, but he's been working hard, man.
Yeah.
He's been training hard. So we look forward to that one. And that one's, you know, it's not going to be bloodshed, so it'll kind of weed out the guests at the Pearlman Island.
Yeah.
If you know, they don't like that amount of violence without any bloodshed, then they can just, you know, take off right then.
This one intrigues me. I'm not sure how they're going to pull it off, but I can't wait to see it. Gerard Butler versus Gerard Butler. That's going to be...
Has he started calling himself Jared Butler, by the way?
Or maybe that's what it is. Gerard versus Jared.
Because I saw a preview, and I don't know if it was maybe just the announcer guy or whatever for the preview, like, didn't know how to say his name, but I was like, is he trying to be even more American than he already has been trying to be?
That would make sense. Yeah, you've got to buy into this country or sell out, and he's, I think he can be, he can do a little bit of both. Maybe one part of him buys in, one part of him sells. I can't wait to see this fight. It's going to be brutal. Or it's going to really just be dumb. I don't know.
So it's like P.S. I Love You Butler versus 300 Butler?
That would be cool. I'd like to see the two of them clash. Oh, come on. You can pick that. Mel Gibson versus Christian Bale. Smart.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, that's a smart one.
That's a lot of rage there. I don't know.
That is, it's called Rage in the Cage. Yep.
They'll have to.
They're cage fighting.
They'll have to turn up the rage dampeners on the island in order to, because that'll just leak and go nuclear.
Oh yeah, I'm expecting that all that sexy anger is gonna pour into the crowd, and we're gonna just see a giant mob fight. All right. I do not want to be close to that one. I don't think I will watch it on the screen in the green room.
All right, now for a word from our sponsor.
I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes. Actually, about diabetes and how it's affected me in my life. I'll start when I was first diagnosed.
And we're back. I don't know what that commercial was because we pre-record these, but I'm definitely going to buy it.
Oh, yeah. I'm buying 4. Let's make it a tampon commercial. It'd be awesome. So we're coming. There's literally hundreds of fights that are going on in Rio Pearlman Island. And, I mean, it's Blood Feast. You know, you don't fuck around in your Blood Feasts. You go hardcore. It would take us forever to talk about them. Not to mention, it's a 30-day island resort. So, 30 days, 500 deaths. I mean, it's going to be epic. But, I mean, just looking at this lineup, it's just making me just get like a blood blood boner.
Blood feast boner.
Blood feast boner. And
that doesn't happen too often.
But the main event, though, that's going to be some crazy shit. We got all of the new kids on the block. New kids on the block. All 4 of them. Going to be there.
Is there 4 or 5?
I think it just five. Says. It just says.
Yeah, it just says new kids on the block. So whoever shows up, I guess. Whoever wants to.
Marky Mark's brother.
Yeah. And then they've made a super band out of 98 Degrees.
Yep.
Non-Timberlake members of NSYNC.
Yep. He actually has his own fight. He's fighting Cameron Diaz.
And Danny Bonaducci.
He's
heading up the band. So.
Yes.
But that's kind of why we ended up seeing 98 Degrees tonight. We kind of want to see what kind of fighting form they're in because we're going to place our bets soon.
Yeah, they were getting pissed when I was telling them bye.
If he can pop and not lock, I'm afraid he's not going to hold his own against...
Fuck him. Fuck him.
He's against dead. The basketball player already. Backstreet Boy.
Yeah. So. And we've got Insane Clown Posse's getting in on that action. I think they're going to get toasted. Let's see.
It's like a battle royale. It's not just they're kind. It's like team battle royale. It's a very unique.
Oddly
concept.
Enough, nobody wants to be on Insane Clown Posse's team. I noticing. No, none of their juggalos are stepping up and saying, "Yeah, boy."
That's because they've seen the Backstreet Boys already. Something, man. Those dudes are ripped.
Yes, they are. Can you take a right here?
I'm sorry. That was our GPS. We have Ben.
Can you take a right here?
See?
And then take a right into this here. Careful now. Careful. Careful, Robin. You go too far. Oh, yeah. There it is. There it is.
Tingle, tingle, tingle.
Okay. I'm just going to go to this liquor store here and pick up some hooch.
Still the GPS talking, by the way. We were trying to go home, and it wants to pick up hooch.
It wants to pick up hooch. I mean, that's... You give the GPS what it wants. And let's see. Another one of the octagonal corners there. Journey, not featuring Steve Perry. Not a surprise, because on the other corner, Steve fucking Perry.
All by himself. His own team.
Uh-huh. Team Perry. And he's going to destroy Journey. I think he's had enough. He's ready for it. Yeah. I'm going to step out and ask this bum for sexual favors.
All right. Have fun. We're going to pause because I'm just going to sit here and talk to you by myself.
Is the guy in a piss or something?
No, maybe he's going to... Is he going to let you in?
I don't know.
No, he's like extra locking it. Oh, dude!
Huh.
What a pimp. All
right. Okay, so it's right here that the recorder runs out of battery, so I'm going to have to fill you in on the details. The homeless gentleman that Ben was propositioning, it began to look as though he wasn't going to let him in, so to speak. But eventually he relented and everything went well. So he also turned out to be not a homeless man, but just a pimp down on his luck. So that's why the exclamation at the end there. So that's what happened. I will leave you hanging. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.